This week on the Warehouse Rats podcast.
What? Why'd you give me your bedroom eyes when you said that? I don't feel comfortable now.
You are on top of the bed right now, so.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that. Even though the webcam shows me from the waist up, joke's on you, I'm not wearing any pants. Welcome to the Warehouse Rats podcast, episode 22. So, pandemic is still going on. So, sadly enough, I sit here all alone in the studio while Ricardo joins me from his bedroom via the internet. Hi, Ricardo.
Hello, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so it's still pretty lonely over here, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I guess. My brother's next door, so it might be a little. He might pick up some of the things he's watching, as long as it ain't porn. Right. Or maybe you never know.
Okay.
Then as well, I'll tell you that much. So you were there.
Yeah, I got you. Oh man.
But yeah, it's weird.
I got you.
What you go drinking on today?
All right, today I am enjoying a Latitude 42 IPA.
Hey.
Now that's I.P.EH. IPA.
Oh. So,
it's a Indian Pale Ale. It's actually pretty good. But also that's nice. That's the kind of style of beer that I like. So I grabbed it and right. I was like, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And it's pretty good. I like it.
Nice. It's like a darker beer, huh?
No, it's I mean gold. I mean it's not a wheat or a stout or anything like that. So I mean it's because of my cup. It's a darker cup, so it gives it a darker color, but mostly just because I couldn't find my drinking cup, so I was like, well, shit, I gotta drink out of something.
Some say the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
I don't think that's a thing. What are you drinking on?
Yeah. So, I'm doing my favorite one, ISC. My Bloody Mexican Mary.
Whoa. My Bloody Mexican Bloody Mary.
You know what I mean.
That was good.
I'm doing that Budweiser and Clamato. So pretty much Budweiser and tomato juice with a whole bunch of condiments. And I also picked up another 4-pack of the Blue Sky.
Nice.
Bam.
That stuff's good.
Yeah, I really like it, so I just said, you know what? Fuck it. Now, I'm going to try to remember, but I'm not going to go to this liquor store anymore. Because They're charging me an arm and a leg for this beer.
The Blue Sky? So,
yeah. So they charged me like over $10 for that beer.
You and serious?
It kind of pissed me off. Yeah, because so I told her, like, because I saw like it rung up to be 60 cent deposit, and I kind of like, let her know, like, hey, so why am I getting charged 60 cents when it's only 4 beers? Like,
right.
And I don't think she really understood me. She's an older lady, you know, Indian lady.
Oh.
Yeah, no offense to all Indian people.
Right.
But, you know.
I got you.
Maybe she just didn't know. But, yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten it at a bigger chain store. And, like,
right.
It came up, it was less than 7. When I got it both times, and that was like a week apart, so they either have something wrong in their system or the liquor stores are definitely overcharging.
I think they're trying to scam me, man.
They might.
No, in their defense, I did get this for free.
Oh, okay. Feel like a green boob.
No, it's a fucking lime.
It's a lime.
Because I was like, well, you know what, I'll get one of these. And she's like, I'm not going to charge you for this. I'm like, oh, thank you. Well, you're so
hospitable. Nice. Thank you. Nice.
Well, yeah, cheers.
Good deal, man. Cheers.
There's just kind of like the warm up, and then I'll get to the blue sky. So
gotcha.
I might switch it up next week. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
So what are we going on for Nerd Corner today? Oh, well, first of all, we're gonna shout out some our semi sponsor. Remember, we want to talk about.
Oh yeah. SandhillCoffee.com. Make sure you go check them out because we recently got a experimental blend. I killed that bag of coffee in no time flat, and I thought it was amazing. And I've ordered more coffee because I want to try all of it. So right now, if you go to sandhillcoffee.com and use promo code WarehouseRats when you check out, you will get 20% off.
There you go.
There you go.
So I went to a website, and I did actually do like a little ghost sample order. And that 20% does make a difference, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, pretty much, like, it depends on which one you get, but I see at least it helps out with shipping, you know. It's definitely nice little thing.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I did have the one that they sent us, and it was actually really good.
Yeah.
Like I said, we spoke on this, but, you know, I wish it was a little bit stronger, but that's just different, you know, taste, whatever. Right. So I did forget it in my parents' house, so hopefully it's not all gone.
No, it was really good. And normally, like I've said before, I usually put a lot of creamer in my coffee. And with this one, I actually didn't feel like the need to. Like, I still added a little bit of it, but I mean, I didn't feel like I had to. It was really good. And so right now, especially with everything going on, if you're a coffee lover, and you want to support smaller businesses right now, because I know smaller businesses are really hurting, give Sand Hill Coffee a try, because they do coffee right. And it's really good. So, again, sandhillcoffee.com. Use promo code WarehouseRats.
For 20% off.
20%.
That's like more than 10 and more than 15. It's like 20%.
But less than 100.
Yeah, but look, we can't have everything here, you know.
This is America. So we do what we want.
So what are we going on today with the warehouse, or with the warehouse, with the fucking Nerd Corner? What nerdy shit you got going on?
All right, so my son and I have started watching some of the animated Star Wars shows on Disney Plus. And that started when they released the last season of Star Wars Clone Wars. And so in those ones, they were only doing weekly. So he and I had to wait every time a new one came out. And he had never watched the animated Rebels series, which is a Star Wars series. So he and I we've been watching them on and off. And so we finally get to this one, and it's like, and I've seen them all before. So it was like 2 seconds into it, and I knew that it was a two episode, like, continuation. And they're probably my favorite in the entire series. So I'm like, dude, I'm like, hold on. These two episodes are going to be amazing. Just wait. And he's like, okay, Dad, whatever. And so we start watching it, and he's getting into it, and a character shows up, and he's like, hey, that kind of looks like this other character I know of. I was like, yeah, he kind of does look like him. Come to find out, it sure enough, it is this character. And it was a pretty big deal, like, when the show first came out. And he's freaking out, and he's like, oh, this is so cool. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It gets better. And so we just keep going, and these two episodes just keep building up and building up and building up. And then In the animated Clone Wars series, you have the main good guy, Anakin Skywalker, who eventually becomes the main bad guy, Darth Vader. When he was the good guy, Anakin, he had an apprentice whose name was Ahsoka. Well, she shows up in the Rebels series, not knowing that he had become the main bad guy. So at the end of this second Rebels episode, you have a grown-up Ahsoka and now Darth Vader, who used to be Anakin, fighting. And the cool thing is, with a combination of the, not nostalgia, but like the connection from characters who were very close, like friendship-wise, now are like enemies, was totally crazy. Like I remember the first time watching it, and then they accompanied their fight with a particular set of Star Wars music that is specific to a different Star Wars character, but it's a very moving piece of music. And now,
you said this all animated?
Yeah. Right?
Okay. Now, are they using, I'm just kind of thinking, like, are they using the same voice, like, the same characters? Are they voicing their own people? Like, the ones that, are they relevant, I guess, in a sense? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Does the voice sound similar to, like, their original characters, I guess, in a sense?
Well, the cool part is the voice for Ahsoka, she was the they used the same actress from the Clone Wars series to play her in Rebels. Now, for Darth Vader in Rebels, they got James Earl Jones, who played the original voice for Darth Vader in the live action movie series of the original Star Wars films.
Wow.
So you have especially for me, there was so much happening in such a quick to a lot of folks may seem a very non-important scene, but you have friends facing off, you have a classic somebody from the original Star Wars movies supplying the same voice for the same scary character, and then you add a piece of music that just ties everything together. It was even thinking about it right now, like I'm getting goosebumps because it was such a it's hard to explain.
It's kind of odd that you say that, because like I was just talking to somebody not too long ago, right, about how they were watching Mortal Kombat, right? And I all of a sudden a memory came to mind, because I remember when Mortal Kombat came out, I was such a huge fan. I don't know why I was such a huge fan. Like, it's not like now I think about it, I did play Mortal Kombat before I watched the movie. So I was like, that was like one of the first video games that I remember playing was Mortal Kombat. And then when the movie came out, I was just like so geeked.
Right.
And I remember, I think I'll see it in theaters, honestly, because I mean, I was pretty young and my parents were not gonna take us. But, but I remember this is one of the coolest memories that I can remember is that we used to go to this place where they rented movies. Now the odd thing about it is that it wasn't even like a movie gallery or a Blockbuster, back in the day.
Yeah.
We used to have a movie. Yeah. So it was like a hole in the wall store that had movies for some reason.
A mom and pop shop for renting movies. Oh yeah.
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 Which is really weird not thinking about it. I don't know how they had such a new movies, but they even if I'm not mistaken, they even let you rent a VCR.
Oh damn!
To play you see what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Rent you a VCR if you didn't have one,
right?
To play I mean, I could be wrong. It could be just something I made up in my mind. But but no, going back to like the whole I guess the whole moment that you had with the cartoon or the live, the animated. Mm-hmm. We went to go rent this movie, Mortal Kombat. I mean, that's strictly what we went to rent. And then what happened is, I got it. I was so happy. We took it home, put it in the VCR. Man, I get the fucking, I was so pissed because come to find out there's an animated version of it.
Right.
And I was just like, I was so disappointed. And I'm just like, man, that's really, it blows, you know. And it wasn't the same reaction that you're having with this animated part because right. I strictly remember that it was such a, I was so pissed. My mom was actually trying to like, you know what, we'll go back next Friday. I think it was Friday or Saturday.
Right.
And we'll get the right one. But I was just, man, no. Disappointed.
No, I get it. I think what this scene kind of did for me was, I mean, like, I've been a Star Wars fan for as long as I can remember. And I remember the first, or at least from what I can remember, the first animated Star Wars thing were these quick short story things, and it wasn't bad, but it definitely didn't grip my attention. But then they started to make the animated Clone Wars series, which was a different type of animation, and they definitely tried to expand on character personalities and stuff like that. Definitely took it in a direction that when the show first started, it felt very campy, definitely for a younger audience. But then as the show evolved, they realized, hey, the majority of our audience is older folks, you know, so it's like, okay, so let's adjust this story a little bit to not only appeal to kids, but let's have adults enjoy it as well. And by at least what was considered the last season at the time, it was considerably dark. Like, especially the last few episodes, it was pretty intense. And I remember like watching it, I was like, man, I was like, this is some good shit. And then but then you add the whole Rebels show, which is basically how the Rebel Alliance gets together and then starts fighting against the Empire, and then they introduce characters from classic films, and like they just do all this crazy stuff. And so a lot of Rebels is probably more nostalgia than anything. But seeing, like, especially like with Darth Vader, before the movie Rogue One came out, the most fighting you ever saw Darth Vader do was fairly limited and in a way uninspired.
Okay.
So, but then Rebels came out, and here's Darth Vader doing these awesome moves and shit like that. And then Rogue One came out, and the scene in Rogue One that he's in probably lasts maybe 20 seconds. It's not very long, but within this 20 seconds, he takes out like like 15 guys and like doing it all in this weird creative way. And like, in, because in the classic movies, whenever people talked about Darth Vader, you always got the impression that they were talking about somebody who was terrifying, and you know, everybody was afraid of him for some reason or another. And then seeing him fight and get that intense with folks, you're like, okay, that's why people were afraid of him, because he would fuck you up.
Now, do you think that that's a kind of like a character builder? Because I think if you go from somebody who's not used to fighting as much to somebody, or to making him actually like go crazy on 15 people, do you think it takes away from the original character, or is it kind of like a build up?
In my opinion, I definitely think
remember, your perspective is your reality, okay?
Yes, but when you put a whole bunch of rocks in a boat,
Wow.
Anyway, okay. In for me personally, it completely alters who Darth Vader is for the better.
Okay.
Especially like even though the you have the prequel movies, which were episodes 1, 2, and 3, which is basically Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader over time. And so like and in episode 3 he gets so injured, that's why he's in the big black suit. But the coolest thing about that movie is you saw him, like, he was on, like, an operating table, and they're slowly putting all, like, the machinery on him so he can survive. And the last bit of thing they add to his outfit is the helmet. So, and the thing is, like, how the camera is, you're basically looking through his perspective, and the helmet is slowly coming down onto his face, and then it does, like, that vacuum seal sound, and then the dome part is like locked onto his head, and that is the first time that iconic Darth Vader breathing, like, that's the first time you hear it.
Oh.
And I remember, like, I'm like sitting on the edge of my seat in the theater watching this part as the Darth Vader is slowly coming together, and then you hear that breath for the first time. Like, no joke, I didn't breathe. Like I could do it. Like, I was so excited just to hear it. And the thing is, but knowing what the character had to go through to get there, and then seeing that character progression through the classic films, and then they add even more through the animated series, I think it does so much more for it, and it expands it so much more.
So are you telling me that Darth Vader was not always had a darker or a helmet and the whole black outfit? Really?
Oh yeah, like,
see, so his actual face.
Oh yeah, he was a legit person, but it got to a point where he and his mentor got into a pretty fucking epic lightsaber battle, and. I gotta tell you this, because honestly, it was the craziest part in the whole movie, where his mentor Obi-Wan Kenobi is standing on the like basically the banks of a lava river, and Anakin is standing on this hovering platform that's hovering over the lava, and you know, Obi-Wan tells him, he's like, "Hey, it's over. I have the high ground." And then Anakin says, "You underestimate my power." And then Obi-Wan's looking at him, and he's like, "Listen," he's like, you could tell in his head, he's like, "Oh, he's about to jump at me." And then Obi-Wan even like Obi-Wan even says, "Don't try it." And then Anakin jumps at him, and in one quick swipe, Obi-Wan cuts off both of his legs and one of his arms.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it was pretty intense. It's so another like that was another spot where I'm sitting in the theater going, holy fuck. And but then it gets worse, though. It gets worse. He rolls down close to the lava, and then he catches fire. So he's on fire, no legs, one arm, and the one arm that he has is robotic, and he's on fire. And it was so intense. And then that's why he needed the whole suit, is to make him functional. It was,
I think I remember if I'm not mistaken, I remember seeing kind of that little fight scene that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm thinking of something. Is that that's the green guy, right?
The green guy? Like
the green guy?
Yoda?
Obi. No, who's Obi? Who's
Obi Dobby? Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, that guy. What does he look like?
He looks like a human.
Oh, okay. Never mind
then. Obi-Dobi.
That's a new name, okay?
That was awesome. I think all these extra stories and ideas of existing characters I personally love it because it just expands even more on existing characters. Like even in like in comic books, they do the same thing. And I think it makes those characters that much more interesting.
Now, do you think that they can be a little bit too excessive though? Like the whole storyline itself can be not as like it can be a little confusing to people. Like for example, let me put this in a better perspective.
Right.
Now you can have your original people that love Star Wars like yourself and maybe your brother, your dad or whatever. But how does Star Wars in itself, the whole complete package, how do they get new views from people, like new customers, I guess in a sense, because it's hard for me as a person who's never watched Star Wars or didn't grow up with Star Wars to actually get into that whole Star Wars. And even if I did, I mean, because now I know a lot more Star Wars than I did, mm-hmm. you know, before November, that's for sure. how can I follow along with there's so many plot and twists and you know, so many different, you know, stories behind different characters. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Like, do you think that they do a good job, enough of a good job to capture new audiences?
That all depends. If you're looking to get into it casually, unless you're somebody who's really picky on knowing the details of a whole story, you're going to have to watch at least the movies, and that is okay. And I'm strictly talking episodes 1 through 9.
Okay.
And that is the simplest way to understand the what they've been calling the Skywalker saga. That's the only way you're going to get it. Now, the Star Wars universe in a much larger scope, you have to be ready to commit an excessive amount of time to get it, because you have the 9 films, but then that opens up animated series, that opens up the Star Wars stories, which like the Han Solo and Rogue One movie, Mandalorian. Yes. there's two other live action Star Wars shows that are going to be on Disney Plus. They have all kinds of comic book series, all kinds of novels that were written. I mean, like when Star Wars came out, like the original three came out, they did so much for it because people were so into it. They were like, this is the shit and we want more of it in any way possible. So yeah, if you're looking to casually get into Star Wars, start with the basic 1 through 9 movies. If you want to even go even more casual, just start with the most recent 3. Or okay, people would seriously disagree with that because from what I gather, everybody hates them. Start with the original 3. That would be 4, 5, and 6. I personally love all of them, but that's just me.
Now, I got 2 more questions on this because now I've got my things turning.
Excuse
my
me.
Gears. My gears are turning. Now, let me ask you, do you think that they actually need new audiences? You know what I mean? Like, can they survive? Can this? I'm only assuming that they don't necessarily need new audiences, new people to come on board. Would that be a fair statement?
From what I gather, especially after the last 3 movies, which would have been 7, 8, and 9, yes, they do need to do something to make up for them. But that is, I'm only saying that based off of so-called fans' opinions. I loved the newest three movies. Now, there were certain things in them that I didn't agree with, and I'm like, hey, they could have gone a different way, but they didn't. This is what I was given. That doesn't mean I'm gonna hate it. I'm gonna fucking go crazy about it. You know,
I'm gonna go protest.
Right. So does Disney need to do something? Probably, because they could have probably handled the whole process a little better. But does Star Wars need it? No, because if you are a true lifelong Star Wars fan, whatever comes out that Star Wars, you're there. You will get it. You will be a part of it in some way or fashion. Hands down.
Last question. Do you consider yourself a Star Wars expert, in a sense? I mean, do you find I know your stuff very well, but do you feel that somebody that you speak to on certain episodes or certain series, certain spinoffs, in a sense, do you feel that they shine a little bit more light or a different perspective on something you didn't pick up before on certain episodes?
Oh yeah, and I don't think that comes from the individual knowledge that I have. I think that just comes on different perspectives. I remember the original Star Wars, New Hope. There, I had seen it a million times, and I loved it. And I told my friends up and down, you can quiz me on anything, and blah 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 blah. Okay. And one of my buddies, he's like, okay, he's like, so tell me, when does the stormtrooper hit his head on a door? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, if you go to this minute marker, a stormtrooper walking into a room that has one of the doors that goes up and down, he hits his head on the door. The door didn't go up fast enough, and he hits his head, and they got it on film. I'm like, no, they didn't. Right. He's like, check it out. Sure enough, I went right there, and I was like, holy shit. I'm like, how did I miss this? And so, I mean, there's always a different perspective. Now, like, to somebody like my wife who isn't a Star Wars fan, she would say, yes, he does talk about it a lot, and he's an expert. And it's like, but I in no way consider myself an expert. I'm a fan.
Right.
In the most genuine form of the word. Now, not to be confused with fanboy.
I'm a fan.
Not a fanboy.
And he's not a boy.
I'm a man. I poop standing up.
Oh man. Let me get this my next beer. Now that I had
Your Mexican Mary Bloody?
No. No, this is the Blue Sky.
Very
nice. I had too much hot sauce, huh? Well, in line of this is cheers, my friend. Because you know, when we first started this podcast, we started this segment was based on some women, mostly Brody, because she was my everything.
Yeah.
Because of this pandemic, I have not seen Brody in quite a while.
Yeah.
She better not get pregnant either. She gets pregnant, I'll be pissed. But so salute to her.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I wanted to talk about, because I feel that during this pandemic, there's a lot of politicized things. Mm-hmm. And I want to see your opinion, what your opinion on this was. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything like deep or anything like that. I just it came across more than once, and then I was like, you know what, it's something to see somebody else's opinion. Mm-hmm. What do you feel how do you feel about face recognition?
like in general, like as a concept, or
kind of as a concept, as far as I would say, not just a concept, but there's a lot of places where cities where they try to do face recognition. Like places that have more, like bigger cities more than anything, just that have a lot of cameras everywhere.
Right.
Where they, and even some police officers that actually use face recognition to, I guess, catch the fugitives.
Right.
Now there's a big, politically, there's a pushback on the whole face recognition itself, because supposedly it really inhibits your I guess your privacy laws, you know what I mean? Where I don't know how.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you've ever uploaded a picture on Facebook, obviously.
Right.
And it automatically like wants to tag somebody in it, whoever it is, because it automatically recognizes it. That's a part of the face recognition. Even though you don't think it's a big deal, which I think me personally, for the most part, it's not a big deal. But there's a lot of people out there that would argue to the fact that, like, hey, it is a big deal because you're infringing on my privacy. You're using my face. Somebody else can get a hold of my face. But
here's the thing, though. Even without facial recognition, people can still get a hold of other people. Like, I can go on Facebook and get pictures of people I've never met before, and I didn't need facial recognition at all. You know?
Right. Now, isn't that weird, though? Because now I think about it. When I was on vacation this past week,
mm-hmm.
One of our coworkers, he sent me a text. He's like, hey, you know, where you been? Did you get fired? Because I haven't seen him in a while. And I was just like, no, I'm just on PTO, man. Like, and then he's like, did you get a new Facebook? Because you sent me a friend request. I'm just like, oh, shit. Then I checked and, yeah, couldn't find out. Somebody used my picture.
Right.
My profile picture, and then my background picture, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
My name. They used my name and my last name. It was just really weird.
Yeah.
Like, it was a...
It's a scam. It's a scam account, for sure.
But why? What's the whole point of it?
More times than not, it's in one way or another to get money. I mean, what's the point of scamming somebody unless you see financial gain out of it? But see, right. the funniest thing was, I had gotten onto Facebook and I looked at my notifications and I saw in the notifications it had, I'm trying to remember now exactly. You had commented on somebody's thing and it showed the comment, and I thought it was funny, so I just kind of chuckled to myself. And right above it, an hour later, you were sending me a face request, like a friend request. And so I was like,
oh, really?
I was like, wait a second. I was like, we're already friends, so why is he sending me another one? And then I saw a comment where you were talking to somebody, hey, I didn't send out friend requests, so if you get one from me, ignore it. I was like, oh, man, that or your account got hacked. So,
right, that's what I thought, but I don't think it did. I mean, at least I don't think so. Right. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, going back to the face recognition, there's also some politicized questions as far as, like, I don't want to say politicized, now I think about it, it's a lot of controversy because the way that they do, you know, the face recognition, for some odd reason, when it comes to minorities, like such as myself,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't recognize the face, or at least they haven't mastered it to a point. No, don't laugh now, because it's an actual thing where it recognizes the less pigmented people a lot more than it does the pigmented people.
Did you ever see the show Better Off Ted? Okay, there's an episode where they find out that the board that runs this major terrible corporation is a whole bunch of racist white guys that have racist light bulbs. in their laboratories, because whenever the white guy leaves, like, there's a black guy in the lab and the lights shut, like the motion sensors shut off, and he goes to try to like wave them on, but they won't turn on, and the white guy walks back and all the lights turn on. So then all the black guys get a token white guy to follow them around to turn on all this shit. Oh my god. And so like, well, okay, so sorry, that got me thinking about it. That was hilarious.
Well, no, that's actually kind of not exactly what it does, but it's
essentially the same thing.
What the whole pushback was is that actually it kind of went to court actually. So one of the people that was saying is like, look, you guys have tested with attitude with minorities. I mean, that's not the question.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, or the problem I say is that you guys didn't test it long enough with enough subjects of color to make it more accurate. Right. So mm-hmm. when you have something that's not, even though it's fairly accurate, which is like, I think the last time that I saw was like 97% accurate, which is, you'd think that that's pretty accurate, right? Right. So, but that 3%, I mean, it can really mess a lot of people up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 3% of 100 people, that's only 3, but of, you know, of, what is it, 1,000, that's 300 or something like that? I don't know. Anyways, but, I mean, when you talk about injustices, I mean, there's already a lot of, you know, it adds to more discrimination eventually, you know, essentially.
But then my question is, if people have such a issue with facial recognition, why are people using their faces as lock codes for their phones?
Right. That is a good question.
Because you need your face to unlock it, but then your phone has to save your recognition. And here's the thing. You really think that your phone company isn't going to share that with somebody? I mean,
right. That's definitely a good question. I mean, even like I guess I think Facebook almost kind of does the same thing, where if you don't change the actual settings on your profile,
mm-hmm.
Where it actually allows you to be, you know, recognized, then, you know, it's more than anything, it can sell your information pretty much.
Right.
Since you are, yeah, so. Yeah, it's a weird concept. I mean, even some places where there are some actual airports that actually use it as kind of your boarding pass too. So they'll automatically like scan your face, and you're able to get on an airplane, you know, based on if you have, you know, clearance or not. You know what I mean? Right. Or if you pose any threat or whatever.
Well, so. See, like, again, I'm, and maybe I just haven't had a situation arise where it's a bad thing, but I'm trying to think of, like, I personally can't think of a way that it would be bad. I mean,
right.
Now there's facial recognition software, but then there's like the face swap software.
Right.
Or like they have like the deep fake stuff where it's like they basically superimpose your face on like on somebody else's body. Like more of a funny example was they took Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec and uh-huh. put his face on every cast member of the intro video to Full House. Like like, so, but you know how, like, they're all driving in their convertible, like, at the end?
The convertible.
And it's all Ron Swanson. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. So with stuff, like, it's humorous, but honestly, that kind of stuff, and maybe facial recognition software is kind of tied into that in a way. I don't know.
I think that's one of the points that they did make is that something like Snapchat does the same thing. You know, I don't know if that's what you were saying, is that it does do the face swap, and that's mm-hmm. one of the troublesome things that can happen is mm-hmm. like you're using somebody's face to be able, and I think it uses the same technology almost. Right. So you know that is definitely one of the things that can happen. You know.
Right.
How you can use it maliciously, I don't know. But
here's the thing. Maybe like specifically like the face swapping stuff. Maybe you put somebody's face doing something not necessarily illegal, but definitely image hurting. That definitely could be an issue. So I mean, like, so like with facial recognition, when it comes to like extra screening for airport security or finding potentially you know dangerous criminals who are running about, and I mean for stuff like that, absolutely use it. But at the same time, any good thing, especially when it comes to technology, could be just as easily flipped around to be made into a bad thing.
Yeah, because if you kind of think about it, there is a lot of corruption in the government, any government. But what if they did have something against you? You know what I mean? Like, government can use that. Because I think I've seen a video where I think Obama's saying some stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even him that's saying it, but the way they made his face and his body kind of like flow, mm-hmm. it was just like, mind blowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How technology is advanced so much where you can use, the face and able to say and actually look like he's saying something.
Oh, yeah.
Where they can actually kind of, in a sense, they can frame you to do anything, mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of where some of this whole privacy thing is happening. Because I know one place that they use it a lot too is, I think, in London, if I'm not mistaken.
Like CCTV?
Yeah, CCTV, or oh, yeah. Even India, I think. India has a lot of CCTV where mm-hmm. it's like everywhere you go, I mean, you're being, recorded. Like, originally, I thought, like, if you got nothing to hide, you should be good. But, yeah. Like you said, you never know, though. So,
yeah. Yeah. It strikes me as something like, and again, not knowing a whole lot about it, I think I instinctively just go, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. But again, especially when it comes to technology, anything that seems like it could be a good idea could just as easily be flipped around to be something bad.
Yeah. They actually, I was actually watching an interview with that, what's his name? The guy that, he lives in Russia, and because he got, he actually worked for some government agency.
Mm-hmm.
Now he came out and Snowden, I think it's Snowden.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So he came out and said that there's, he revealed a whole bunch of secrets so that for example, now that we're on camera, they could actually see us. I mean, that. So he mm-hmm. revealed that a lot of the companies, like Verizon and Sprint, they all have, like, they all can see pretty much what we're doing, even if the camera's not on, which is really weird, And he said that, I watched a little bit of the interview that he had. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to listen to all of it just because I'm just like, it's kind of creepy to me.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember specifically that they said that some of the things that they used to look at, the cameras, it's just ridiculous. Like, it was so sad just to see a lot of the stuff that people don't even know that they're being recorded, or actually that people can see them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you would never think that they can see us right now. I mean, yeah. Besides you and I, so.
That's why we give them one of these and then move on.
Right? Exactly. Yep. One last thing that I wanted to bring up, and I will say that for any listener that thinks that our opinions are disrespectful or hurtful, I apologize.
I don't.
That is not... No, I was listening to this podcast about transgender, so that's, if anybody is sensitive to that, go listen to some of our other stuff, because it might get a little real right now.
Oh.
So, I know. So, I was listening to this podcast about, what they had a guest as, he was a transgender Indian guy, Indian American, that lived in Texas, in a very conservative place.
Oh dear.
Which made this, yeah, I know, right?
Right.
So he had all kinds of negatives. according to some people, not me.
Right.
Because I'm open to everybody.
Right.
Now, I'm super cool with everybody. You know, the whole LGBTQ, GRSTUI community. now, the only one I don't understand quite, I don't understand it, is the transgender people, okay. In a sense, right? Now, what is your take on transgender? Now, it doesn't mean that I don't accept them, because I don't give a fuck at the end of the day. You know, you're, whatever you do is
What do you mean, what is my take on it?
How should I put this? What, like, do you feel comfortable around them? Do you feel like, is there, would you be able to give some? Now, the only reason I say this is because this Indian guy goes on to the podcast, and he's speaking this to, like, you know, being raised in, not, mind you, this guy sounds super fucking intelligent. Like, the mm-hmm. way he speaks is so articulate, and just, like, his thoughts are so provoking, yet so well balanced,
mm-hmm.
that it blows my mind away. You know what I mean? I don't know. But mm-hmm. anyways, so the way he's speaking is saying that growing up in a Indian household, right? That in itself was super hard, and then, you know, being transgender.
Right.
Now, being an Indian in a conservative place, that was the hard part too, but being transgender is super hard, because not only are you looked at differently, mm-hmm. obviously, because you're transgender, but your life is at risk a lot of times. I forgot, he gave out some statistics as far as, like, how many, you know, how many people get attacked or even killed. Most of transgender people get killed because of their lifestyle, I guess, in a mm-hmm. sense. Now, I mean, honestly, I know you're not gonna go and kill a transgender. So, at least I would hope not.
No.
Like one of the things that he said is, like, just getting a smile from somebody, and just kind of, like, being polite to them and mm-hmm. treating them like humans, was, that in itself was, like, a big win for him. So
right.
what is your take on that?
First off, gender aside, we're all humans. We all deserve to get treated with the same sense of humanity.
Right, right.
Now, if gender has to be an issue, or the choosing of genders, or the transgender, or whatever, that's kind of, at least for me, that's up to the individual. I mean, right. you can be whatever you want. I am not going to treat you according to what you identify as. I'm going to treat you how you are as a human being. Now, if you're an asshole and you bug the shit out of me, and it just so happens you're a transgender, guess what? The fact that you're an asshole is going to piss me off more than if you're a transgender. I mean, like, to me, it may be something that's very identifying for them, and I can't say I understand how that is, because I don't. But for me, since I can't understand that, the first thing that I'm going to treat you is how you essentially treat everybody else. You know,
right.
if you're treating everybody else with respect and treating them how you want to be treated, I have no reason to treat you any differently. Doesn't matter if you're a transgender or not.
Now, one of the things that that he spoke on, which made not want to say made a lot of sense, but kind of gave me a different perspective, is that transgender in itself, like, for example, drag queens, they're not most, some of them are obviously trying to, like I was saying, one of the things that this individual kind of pointed out, gave me a different perspective on it, was the fact that Back in the day, back in the India, actually, back in India, back in the day, there was three different types of genders, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was male, and there was female, and then there was a third one, which was kind of like a, I can't remember the fucking word that they used, but it was kind of a...
Binary?
It was binary, but it was something different, though. There was a specific word that they used, but those people in particular were actually they were received with open arms, and they were actually kind of made into a. I could be wrong. Like I could have easily misinterpreted, but the way I interpreted what he was saying is that they were actually made into a kind of like a shaman type of person. Right, so this person was kind of an elected type of person that would be a very special person, you know, very special, respected person.
So they were given special treatment because they were different?
I won't say special treatment, but they were definitely shown that because they were different, that they were, I guess, to be honest, and they were chosen. They were chosen to be, they're God's children, I guess, in a sense. I don't know what kind of God they. So
because of factor X,
right?
They justified it as you're a chosen one by our deity, so we're gonna give you a special position.
Yes. Essentially, that's what it was, from my perspective, how I interpreted it, that's okay. What it was. And it was mostly just because these individuals, it was very uncommon. Like, it was, I think it was like one out of like 100 or something like that. It was like, it didn't happen very often. So these people were looked at as kind of like, whether you agree with it or not, they're kind of looked at as almost a god, but, you know, one of God's chosen people.
Right.
You know, so it's not like they got special privileges and like that. They just they just were looked at differently and to be like a all knowing type of person, which, I mean, I don't know how that happens. But one thing that he actually kind of showed some light on was that shed some light on was the fact that the European side in itself was the one that kind of made the whole transgender be taboo in a sense, you know what I mean? So not only just transgender, but the fact that a lot of cultures back in the day, for example, a lot of cultures back in the day, they had longer hair. Now when the Europeans came over and conquered, for example, even like the Native Americans, they conquered, they say, you know what, you're not allowed to have long hair. We're gonna cut your ponytails off, and you're going to look like us with short hair, because men have short hair, women have long hair.
Right.
And then the other thing too is, like, for example, dressing. You know, some of the cultures, especially like in the Middle East and other cultures, they have like almost like dresses, pretty much. You know what I mean? Not like kilts, but they had dresses, and essentially what happened is they kind of, you know, made it, I wouldn't say illegal, but they kind of made it a taboo for guys to wear dresses, in a sense, you know what I mean?
So, dresses or robes?
I would say robes, but I mean, whatever you want to look at.
You know? No, I got you.
No, I started laughing a little bit because, like, one of the guys started kind of like, I mean, it's a kind of a serious, it's a serious topic and stuff, but sometimes I like to make fun of, like, not make fun of, but like, just make it a little bit less serious, I guess. So he was saying like, if you kind of look at it, jeans in a sense are like dresses, like, so you have in each leg you have one dress, so you ultimately what you're wearing is two dresses. I was like, huh, never thought about it like that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, pretty much what he was saying is that a lot of the, and on top of that, like, a lot of the whole aspect of people having such a big problem with transgenders, because, and I heard this a lot, and I can't really wrap my mind around this too much, but maybe have a different light. They say that men in particular who have a problem with guys that are let's just say homosexuals that are flamboyant,
mm-hmm.
Is because of their own insecurities, their own manhood insecurities. Have you heard that before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't understand that. How can you think that? What's your opinion on that? Because I guess I can't wrap my mind around that, because all the men that I heard and seen that are super homophobic, they seem pretty manly to me. I don't see where their insecurities as men come from, or could come from.
I don't think it's the insecurities about being a man. I think it's just, I think the people who say they're, I don't know. You're asking the hard questions this week.
I know.
Okay. I personally don't think it's a manly thing. I think that, I think, like, our generation, where we're kind of at that line of starting to be old people compared to new people. I think we're right on the line of the classic, you gotta be a man and do this and that. And I think when those guys see somebody who is, if you want to use the word flamboyant,
right,
it messes with their own reality. So I don't think it's a matter of manliness or insecurities as a man. I think it's something that's just so foreign and that just messes with their psyche that it's easy to claim, oh, well, you're just not secure with your own masculinity. It's like, okay, what does masculinity have to do with mental, fuck ups? Because, you know, if you're a quote unquote classic cool manly guy, when another guy who is flamboyantly homosexual comes up and starts talking to you, yeah, that's gonna make you feel weird, simply because that's a whole different mindset to you, and it's something that you don't think of being normal, so it's gonna seem weird. I don't see why that's a threat to masculinity at all, but I mean,
right,
that's just me, but
right, that's a very good perspective. I think that, like anything that we don't quite understand, we tend to look at it with in a negative light, I guess. You know, people that we don't understand, we just look at them like, hey, you know, you're weird, you know. Whether it's another race, another sexuality, and, you know, even let's say growing up, homosexuality or people that are gay wasn't heard of too much.
Mm.
Until I was like pretty much out of high school. Like then that's when people started coming out the closet.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really weird for me, but I was never against it.
Right.
Now the only thing I said that was really weird to me, and even to this day, it's a little odd, is like the whole drag queen and stuff like that. Like it's a little weird for me, but it's not like I can kick it with somebody that was a guy dressed as a girl, you know. I don't. Yeah. At least I would have gone with it. Like, say, I'm pretty open for the most part.
Again, for me, it comes back to personality,
right?
If you're an asshole, I'm gonna treat you like an asshole.
Right.
Doesn't matter if you're a drag queen or, you know, Joe Schmo around the corner or a transgender. Doesn't matter. It's all about your personality, and if you have a terrible personality, I'm probably not gonna like you. you know?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I guarantee I've scared some people away because of my personality, but I mean, I'm a ray of fucking sunshine, so I don't see what the problem is.
No, I think that, like, the guy that was on there, man, like, I would love to be able to speak with him just because, or her, whatever it is. Like, it's just, to
see,
me,
don't,
it's like,
don't say
like,
that.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't know. But here's the, you know, I'll leave you with this, though, on this topic and something that he said, just because the host, and they, so there's two hosts,
mm-hmm.
and they're super open. I mean, they're straight, but obviously, but they're definitely open to a lot of stuff, you know. They're mm-hmm. bigger people, like, as far as, like, the whole industry and the whole podcasting and, you know, yeah. entertainment.
Right.
He said, and they were saying to the same fact that that's something that, as of right now, they don't quite understand how they function, or
mm-hmm.
in their minds, they can't wrap their minds around, kind of like, to say the way that I'm saying, like, I just don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way, what he said, the Indian guy, he said, you know what, that's okay. He said, because ultimately, it's okay to say that, to be able to say, I don't understand,
mm-hmm.
but I'm trying to understand, I guess, in a sense, you know what I mean? Like, not,
mm-hmm.
Not like I'm seeking the, like, I'm going to go out of my way to seek it, but he said, because ultimately, what we're trying to do is, we're not trying to convince anybody to come our way. We're just trying to be, or convince people to treat us like human beings. Because ultimately, that's where we are. And like I said, unfortunately, one thing that he did talk about a lot was the fact that a lot of transgender people have been killed because of people that don't understand it, which is, to me, that's pretty sad. I mean, like, because at the end of the day, I mean, whatever somebody else does, it doesn't really affect you. I mean, whoever you're hooking up with doesn't really affect me. So,
right. Yeah.
At the end of the day, the magic's gonna happen with whom I want to.
What? Why'd you give me your bedroom eyes when you said that? I don't feel comfortable now.
You are on top of my bed right now, so.
Oh, don't say that. See, even though the webcam shows me from the waist up, joke's on you, I'm not wearing any pants. But no, I think it simply comes down to just how people treat each other. I mean, you know, we could sit here and argue the whole how you identify or whatever. And that, I think that kind of stuff we're going to be arguing for forever, just because I think you're always going to have people who are going to say, no, you can either only be a guy or a girl, or, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, that conversation I don't think is going to go anywhere quickly. But here's the thing. That aside, you know, I mean, people still deserve to get treated like human beings. You know, they still deserve to get treated well. I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah, I got you. Except for the Trump supporters.
see, even that. See, even like that, where political opinion shouldn't, you know, shouldn't alienate somebody. You know, yes, they may have a particular opinion that differs from our own and that can cause friction, but at the end of the day, they're still human. They're still somebody who deserves the same basic human rights as anybody else. Yeah. You know, granted, yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop there because... I'll get myself into trouble.
Now, but, speaking on the whole Trump supporters, we had quite a bit of some politicalness going on in the last few days here in our own home state.
We did, yes.
Our own home capital. Uh-huh. What do you think, little side question? What do you think about what happened in our capital if you're not?
Well, for those who don't know, in the great state of Michigan, Michiganders took it upon themselves to go and protest the governor due to some of the things that she has put into effect due to the coronavirus pandemic that is going on. With certain parts of the argument, I understand the desire to protest. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, here's the thing. Our governor isn't doing these things to be a tyrant or to be a dictator or anything like that. She's trying to save our lives, but then people are like, well, she's ruining businesses. It's like, well, if your business is a mom and pop restaurant, where a virus that's easily spreadable within a certain distance of people, she's going to shut you down because guess what? You're going to kill off all your clientele anyway.
Right.
And what pisses me off more than anything, it's like, okay, the fucking protesters are out there mingling in, and here's the thing. They like even medical professionals have said, hey, guess what? You can carry the virus without showing symptoms. People just have that weird gene to where they can carry it, but they won't show symptoms. So guess what? You have it, but you seem perfectly healthy. Guess what? You're going to go talk to people and then bam, other people are going to get it. And then chances are if they're just a carrier, they're going to give it to somebody else. And it's like, I think
that's definitely the scariest part for me is the fact that you don't show, I mean, you can be a potential person that doesn't show any types of side effects. I mean, that's mm-hmm. one of the scariest parts. It's like, if I'm going to get sick, I want to know if I'm going to get sick within the first day or two. You know what I mean? I think if we can get a virus out there that shows us that, it would be very appreciative to our Chinese people. Like, don't be a dick and give us a virus that
takes 2 weeks.
Yeah, for symptoms.
Yeah.
So, no, that's definitely a good point that I understand your right to be able to show to protest. Mm-hmm. I think you have the right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
However, under these circumstances, I think that maybe staying at home is not the hardest thing to do. You know what I mean? So.
No. I think unless I totally misunderstand the whole situation, I think one of the big pushing factors for the protests is when they started denying sales of non-quote-unquote essential items. Again, it's one of those things I understand why they did it, but if somebody wants to risk their health to go buy a computer or a DVD or some bullshit that they don't really need, you know what? That's kind of on them. I mean, okay, let them take that risk, you know? The people who are at the store already, specifically like big box stores that have a grocery and other departments, they're the ones who, I mean, they're already there taking the risk. So what fucking difference does it make if somebody wants to buy something that is quote unquote not essential? That's one argument that I kind of understood about being bit of an intense decision by our governor. It's like, what?
Let me give you a different perspective as far as my perspective on this. Now, you would agree that grocery shopping, there are certain, you know, things you can do to not go grocery shopping, like, you know, do it online. Mm-hmm. But right now with everybody doing it, it's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So my perspective on this, or at least this is what I would hope or think that the governor is trying to do. So let's just say, I'm going to use you as an example, right?
Okay.
Because you're probably the person that would try to do this to me, right?
what?
So Josh is going to go to Meijer because all of a sudden he feels that he wants to go buy a Star Wars game that just came out, right?
That'd be awesome.
I know, right? Now,
I wouldn't get it at Meijer's, though. I'd go get it at GameStop. Come on, now. It's okay. Like you don't know me at all, Ricardo.
Now Ricardo comes along just wobbling his fat ass to the Meijer, right? Because he's hungry. Mm-hmm. And he needs to buy some groceries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Josh, you actually did go to GameStop, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see it there.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was a little bit more expensive. How about that? We'll put more expensive.
Okay.
It was more expensive, so you're like, you know what? I'm gonna go check out Meijer and see if they have it a little bit cheaper, because yes. I mean, essentially, it's you know, you're buying something, so it's legal. Right. So you went to GameStop first,
mm-hmm.
and you accidentally got contaminated. So now you got the Rona. You don't even know you got the Rona at GameStop, but mm-hmm. These nerds that go to GameStop don't know how to wash their hands. So now you got the Rona at GameStop. You don't even know you have it. Now, me, I've been sheltered this whole time, but Ricardo gets hungry and he has to go get something to eat, buy some groceries.
Go to Trader Joe's. Now, don't go to Meijer's.
Right? So I go to Meijer's and you go to Meijer,
mm-hmm.
because you want to buy the game. I go to, because I have to go to the grocery store. That was the last grocery store that was open. Because now I'm on second shift, so it was the last one that was the mm-hmm. the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, and then you contaminate me. Now I'm fucked because you decided to go to Meijer.
Mm-hmm.
Now with this governor, what she's trying to do, in my perspective, is you can go to GameStop and buy your Star Wars game,
mm-hmm.
and risk getting infected by other nerds. But Ricardo doesn't want to go to GameStop and buy that Star Wars. He's going to wait until this shit, you know, pans out. Then he's going to go to GameStop and buy that. That's essentially how I look at it.
Okay, but then my question is, then why weren't you doing what you could have been doing to not get contaminated when you went to Meijer? Because if it wasn't me that contaminated you, it would have been somebody else.
No, you did contaminate
me. No. But you're missing my point. Is
I am, I guess.
If I contaminated you, you right. were already in a position to get contaminated. So
okay.
if you didn't take the proper steps to make sure that you were at least are at the lowest chance of getting contaminated,
uh-huh.
then it's kind of on you. So because here's the thing, like when I go to the store, at least in the past few days, I've been making sure to sanitize my hands real nice. I've had a mask on. You know, I've done my thing. When I leave, I sanitize. When I get home, I clean myself up, and I move on with my day. And it's done pretty well for me. Now, if you have somebody who sneezes into their hands, touches everything, and then, right. you know, is just all around just a, kind of a dick, then it's like, you know what? Chances are I'm going to probably try to stay away from them or do a little bit extra right. hand sanitizer, you know, and maybe some bleach or something. But here's the thing, though. If you go to the store and you're assuming everybody else is taking the proper steps to be safe and then you decide not to be, you're kind of opening yourself up to the potential of getting contaminated.
Now, I do understand where you're coming from, but I never said that I wasn't taking the proper precautions. Now, precautions are exactly what it entails. Is a precaution does not mean that it's 100% safe proof. You know, true. It's not a set in stone. So if you weren't there, I'm not saying I wouldn't have gotten contaminated. I'm just saying is my necessity of getting groceries is more of a priority than you getting that game. Now you can get that game because they do allow it. However, if your priority to get a game is as great as other people, y'all have your own little place that you guys can do it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to go get your groceries, if that's the only thing that you want to do, and that's your main priority as far as besides that and going to work, because you're an essential like myself, then that should be, that's why, I think that's why, you know, that's one way of looking at it in my perspective.
Okay, well, but in this scenario, how did I contaminate you, though?
Because you went to
grocery and the electronics department are two different departments. So how did I contaminate you?
Because you went to the same door as you know, most places now have actually kind of like a one way in, one way out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you went to the same door and somehow, you know, you accidentally forgot to not touch something that I touched, or you left enough residue in the air, because I think it is airborne too. You know, I think they do say it's airborne for like an hour or two, I think, if I'm mistaken.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, like I said, we can take as many precautions as we can, but, and that's kind of the risk that you're taking when you go to a store, is that you can take as many as you want, but there's still a risk.
Right.
Now, the more people that are in there, the riskier it is. And by not having you people,
what do you mean, you people?
You nerds that want to go in there, or you one day farmers that all of a sudden have a big problem with not being able to buy some seeds.
One day farmers.
Yeah, like I said, I think that's essentially what the governor, in a sense, was trying to get at. Right. Whether or not, I mean, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, we just.
No, I get it, and like that's definitely a solid perspective for sure. But I mean,
thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I totally get it. And I definitely think that there are things that, you know, have a little holes in them, you know. It's like,
oh yeah,
you know,
sure.
But I get it for sure. You know, that's why I've started to buy most of my games digitally, so I don't have to leave the house.
right. No, I think it's definitely there's no one right way. Right. I think there's many different types of opinions, and I think ultimately, as long as the government or any government agency is trying their best intention, have great intentions, whether or not it's my political views or even Trump supporters, if they have a better intention to keep people safe, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. If Trump tomorrow came up with some, you know, some good initiatives or things to keep the people safe, I would be like, you know what, he does have a good point, or, you know. But so far, no. But you know,
honestly, I think it. I think the fact that this kind of, honestly, this virus caught us with our pants down, and I think that's why they went to, excuse me, the extremes that they did, was simply because, what was it, I saw something online the other day. It was kind of like a funny, ironic post, where it was a picture of a newspaper where it was the main front page, big picture article was the passing of Kobe Bryant, and of course that was sad. But right next to it was this tiny little article that said 5 confirmed cases of coronavirus. And it was one of those things I just saw and I just kind of shook my head. And I was like, holy fuck. And now everything's shut down. And again, I think it was just something that nobody was expecting. And the fact that
Was that a real newspaper article or
for timeline wise? I'm pretty sure it was. I could be wrong. So if that one is fake, then listeners, please call me out. I definitely like to be called out when I'm wrong. So for sure. Yeah. But even so, it would fit because he died in what, January?
Oh, I can't remember exactly when.
And then the shit started to hit the fan early mid February in America.
Yeah.
and then the world shut down at fucking
March. Mid March probably.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that that a lot of people, including myself, never thought this would have been possible. When you think of a pandemic, you always think about China for some. Or at least I always think about China for some odd reason.
That's because
they're always having or I know, right? They're always having a lot of a lot of shit coming out, and right. You always see them with face masks, and it's mm-hmm. just kind of weird. Or if you remember the movie Outbreak, if you ever watched it with Dustin Hoffman, that one was kind of cool too.
Yeah. See, that one was the funny thing is that I remember seeing that movie as a kid and getting totally freaked out. Like, dude, what if that actually happened?
I know. Yeah, I know, right?
And then now it's sure as fucking enough. We're living it. And it's like, holy shit.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy because somebody put in a perspective that Ebola in itself, like it's much worse. It has much worse side effects. Obviously, it's more deadly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the coronavirus in itself is much worse because it does have such bad, or negative, or it's so hard. It's more transmittable, from people mm-hmm. to people, and it's so, like you said, if you might be carrying it without even knowing it.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part too. But
yeah, no, I think that's what kind of messed everybody's. Perspective of the virus up was the fact that it spread so easily and so quickly. I think people were finally like, holy shit, this is kind of a big deal.
Now, the thing for me is that I get a little upset is the fact that our president, I said, putting aside the fact that, we have different views, I guess, but the fact that he kind of downplayed it a lot is just, to me, it's mind-boggling. I'm not trying to say that because he's definitely somebody who I don't like, but it's just the fact that he had probably more people telling him, more people telling him, like, hey, these are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
These are the experts, and they're saying, like, hey, this is something real.
Right.
Now, and then he downplayed. I mean, they have him on fucking on camera saying, like, that they're doing such a great job, and it's not, within a few months it's gonna be gone, and it's gonna be blah blah, and then all of a sudden, like, he's kind of almost making a joke out of it. And then come mid February, like, oh shit, or this is not going away, and it's getting worse by the week or by the day, So
did you see the press conference he had recently where there was a reporter who called him out on, she's like, basically you acknowledged it and then went quiet about it for a month and then started shutting the country down afterwards. And he got to the point where, cause she kept asking the question and he wasn't answering it. And so I'm sitting there watching it and he kept saying stuff, but he wasn't answering the question. And she's like, well, what was the plan? What was the plan? Or like, she kept asking one question over and over and he just wouldn't answer it. And he finally is like, nope, you're done. And then he talked to somebody else. I was like, oh shit. I was like, dude, she pressed a button. Oh no.
Like I said, if I didn't know what, I'm not trying to offend him or anything like that, but if I didn't, if him and I had the same, I guess, same data,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't fault him because even myself, I didn't think it was such a big deal because I kept hearing like, hey, this is just kind of like a flu.
Right.
And if anything, like any other, you know, flu is a little bit more that that we had before is more more aggressive. And this is kind of like it just causes like, you know, like sore throat and fever that goes away. That's kind of what my interpretation of it was. But like I said, knowing that there were experts that I'm pretty sure that he had that were telling him like, no, this is not just your common flu. This is more something that's more aggressive, and these are the things, and you know, that's the thing that kind of makes me a little upset about it. The fact that that he kind of ignored it in a sense, yeah. You know. And if he didn't have experts, that means that he has yes people that he probably should, you know, should surround himself with more people that are saying like, no, well, you know,
he doesn't want people like that.
He
wants people who are going to go, yep, that's a great idea, buddy. You should do that.
Yeah,
that's the kind of folks he wants. He doesn't want he doesn't want people who are going to be real with him.
Which is kind of crazy to me, man. It's just mind boggling, you know.
Yeah.
Always have yes people, like, you know, it's just like,
no.
If I'm not an expert on anything, so why would I, you know, if you won the office, like, okay, you're an expert at talking, maybe.
Right.
Convincing people, maybe, but other than that, you're not an expert on. Although he would say he knows a lot more than me, you know, than the average person.
He is. He's the best.
The best.
The best. Oh shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking coronavirus, well, man. Let me tell you.
I know, man.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. You know, it's kind of weird, like. We had this for such a long time that it's almost one of those things that, like, I it's not that I don't remember how normal
it's
is.
It's becoming the new normal.
It's becoming the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really weird, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Like, I've been doing Uber Eats a lot lately, and it's just kind of like, it's like I was going to do Instacart, but I still can't get myself around too many people. It just bugs the shit out of me. I just can't do it. But
you're paranoid.
But, like I get super paranoid. But like just like delivering to people, I think that's not too bad. I mean, I go into a store or a restaurant and pick up, maybe see the little hot hostess and host. I mean, not hostess, the little hot host, the one that's behind the counter, pretty much. Yeah, of them are pretty hot.
They're not called hostess. Is that not PC anymore?
I don't know. I just didn't know if it was plural or not. Kind of like fishes.
Well, hostess is an implication that it's a female, and a host.
What's up?
Well, no, hostess, host. Whoa. I think. Holy fuck, I don't know what just happened. I just blew my own mind. Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't know the exact terminology, but let's just say the little hottie behind the counter. That's pretty much the only person that I see. And then sometimes when I go deliver, it's very rare for me to deliver to an actual person. Most people actually want me to just drop off on their door, pretty much. So
right.
I don't really
for like now, that no contact stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So I did have one that had that, and then like I went to drop it off, and then she like stuck her hand out and shit. And she sounded like she was fucking sick, and I just like she sounded stuffy. I'm just like, you sound a bitch.
Well, maybe she just had bad allergies.
I didn't even see her. I saw her and I just handed that shit. I'm just like, went back to my car. I had some Purell and shit. I'm just like, a few pumps and just wipe my shit so down. And I'm like, motherfucker, if you get me sick, I'm so pissed. But yeah, it's kind of weird. I say, unfortunately, it's an eye opener for a lot of people though. That these diseases are not just for foreigners, they're for everybody.
Yeah.
Because you would have never thought this would have happened here, though.
No.
Like, when you think about outbreaks, you think about foreign countries that that are less stable than this place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really fucked up.
Yeah, I think everybody in America would have assumed that this would have happened somewhere else before it ever came here. And the fact that it's gone as far as it has, especially with like shutting down businesses and stuff like that, I think hopefully it will be an awakening for the country. Just so they say, hey, it's like shit happens. And we have to find better ways of dealing with it.
Yeah, that's gonna be the interesting thing as far as like going forward though. Like, I think that there's gonna be a lot of change, I think. Mm-hmm. Of how we have, like, literally how we handle business, like even at work, mm-hmm. for example. Like, I wonder how many people are coming back, you know, like how many of the office people are coming back.
Right.
You know, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to argue to that, that are actually kind of happy being at home and saying, like, you know what? I don't need to be in the office, obviously, because I was at home for that long.
Right.
So I really need to be in. So that means I might not be able to see Brody for, like, ever.
You can make it happen. If you want it to happen, you'll make it happen, Ricardo.
Right. Or Fox. I might not be able to see Fox.
Yeah?
Yeah, that bitch. Well, no way. I take that back. I'm playing. I love everybody.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah. I think that's going to be it's going to be it for today, my friend.
All right.
Although, I can't open up another beer, so...
All right. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Warehouse Rats. We are we're on Facebook, we're on Spotify, we're on Anchor. We're all over the place. But also
like the Corona.
Like no, not like the Corona, but I see where your head's at. also, make sure you check out sandhillcoffee.com. For all your coffee needs, use promo code Warehouse Rats, all one word, at checkout. You will get 20% off your entire purchase. It's a good thing. So make that happen. So, but yeah, that will be it for us tonight. So thanks for joining us. We will see you next week.
Peace.